Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our loud and local band of the week, the Sky Giants. Local band of the week, the Sky Giants. You want to find out where they're playing, how you get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Last month, put out a new record. It's called The Shifting of Phase World. And if you want to see them tonight, you have an opportunity. You're going to have to head to Wenatchee. Maybe you're already at Wenatchee.
Let's do it.
Go on by Wally's Tavern. That's where the Sky Giants are going to be playing. And then on March 22nd, they will be in Tacoma playing at the Valley.
And if you're loving local music, you're going to love Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on The Rock. Loud and local. 2 hours of all local music from the Pacific Northwest with great bands like the Sky Giants. Box is broken.
Well,
on
at least
Friday.
Everyone stepped up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Weekend.
Danny's jumping.
It's the weekend. Wow. Yeah.
Friday and Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Friday. Party and party.
Yeah.
Party and party.
Yeah.
Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, we Friday.
Best Friday intro ever.
Exactly. Oh, we really were spot on.
Man, I think this is us again.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
See it through to the end.
That's how we do.
Let's get to our contestants today. We've got Ryan and Sumner. Ryan, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Nice. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. And because the show did so well at the Showbox, they've actually had to move the venue.
What?
Wow. It has been moved to the Paramount Theater.
Nice.
Whoa. So if you're going and you have tickets already, go to the Paramount Theater. And if you haven't won the tickets, well, now's your chance. Again, Slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators at the Paramount Theater on July 17th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Slash and Miles and all the Conspirators, get your tickets at AXS.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ryan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ryan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Which state is home to both the highest and lowest points in the contiguous 48 states?
California.
Yes. What is the home planet of the of Hasbro's Transformers toys?
Cybertron.
Yes. What 1973 horror movie features the characters Father Marin and Father Karras?
Exorcist.
Yes. What sense do snakes use when they flick their tongues in and out?
Smell.
Yes. Who is lead guitarist of the band The Who?
Pass.
What city is the capital of Arkansas?
Little Rock.
Yes. What is the chemical name for a dentist's laughing gas?
Anesthesia?
No.
Pass.
What natural disaster film starred Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton?
Twister.
Yes. Twister. What real estate tycoon wrote The Art of the Deal?
Trump.
Yes. What was the name of He-Man's main nemesis?
Skeletor.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Ooh, I wouldn't have got some of these.
Ooh, really?
No, some of them are over my head. I love them
when they stump you.
I don't know Transformers. That was never my jam.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Really?
Well, he wasn't an 80s kid, so.
That's why.
You missed out, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Let's see if Steve missed out or if he had a fun youth. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What state is home to both the highest and lowest points of the contiguous 48 states?
What state is at the highest and lowest?
Yeah.
Alaska.
No.
Florida.
No.
Hawaii.
No. What is the home?
Oh, contiguous.
Yeah. What is the home planet of Hasbro's Transformers toys?
Home Transformers, more than meets the eyes. Megalotron?
No.
Optibomb?
No.
Autobahn?
No.
No.
Autobahn. What 1973 horror movie featured the characters Father Marin and Father Karras?
Children of the Corn?
No.
Oh, good. Leatherface?
No.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. What scents do snakes use when they flick their tongues in and out?
Scent.
Yes. Who is the lead guitarist of the band The Who?
Pete Townsend.
Yes. What city is the capital of Arkansas?
Little Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one I know.
What is the chemical name for a dentist's laughing gas?
Nitrous.
No.
Nitrous oxide.
Yes.
Oh.
What natural disaster film starred Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton?
Oh, crap. They have the ride and everything.
Mm-hmm. Don't hate yourself.
Son of a Twister.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve, congratulations. Hey. You got that question right. But you lost.
Yeah, I figured you were going to give it to me if I lost.
Oh. Good job, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prizes.
Yeah,
Steve.
He beat you 8-5.
You get this, Steve.
I'm a loser. Yeah. And I love someone who's near to me.
Yeah.
I'm a loser. Woo. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, you realized too late that I said contiguous, and it was California.
Yeah.
Ryan got that one correct.
No.
He also knew that Cybertron is the home to the Transformers.
I thought Steve would know that, but maybe were you a big Transformers kid?
I was more of a GoBots guy.
That's right.
This guy over here.
Yeah,
that's the low-rent Transformers.
That's all we could afford.
Yeah.
And he also knew that the horror movie that I was talking about was The Exorcist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Old-school movie guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually saw that in the theater. They did a special run for that. It is terrifying in the theater.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you still can be terrified by that movie, as old as it is, says something about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, but when she does the little crab walk down the stairs, poof, it's over. Just done with it. Congratulations to Ryan on beating Steve this morning.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. If you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. That's a nice thing.
BJ, we're getting some text messages.
Yes.
Some people are saying, hey, BJ, did you see Good Morning America? Your girl Avril Lavigne was on there looking pretty hot.
Oh, no, I haven't seen Avril in a long time.
Yeah, she says, she's singing now and looking great. I found this clip. I don't know.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, she looks like, you know what? She got really, really thin.
Oh, wait, that's from 2015.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go. That song, Head Above Water. Have you heard that song?
No, I haven't.
It's about her Lyme disease stuff. It's actually, it's a good song.
Yeah, that makes sense because she was looking, now she's still looking pretty thin, but at least she looks
great.
Healthy. Yeah.
I think she looks like...
No, you're right, dude. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks really good. She was really, and that Lyme disease was just kicking her ass.
Yeah.
She looks really healthy.
Man, how old is she? Because she looks, I mean, she just looks gorgeous.
I know you're a fan.
So. I really am. Yeah. She's just got the look I like. That's all I can say.
It's trippy because I, playing music in church, you know, sometimes you try and find contemporary Christian rock songs or Christian pop songs to play. It's not like your typical old school hymns at our church. So,
yeah.
You know, we're playing updated, newer stuff from artists that no one's going to know, probably like Chris Tomlin and people along those lines. Yeah. But whatever. But one of the groups that I play with, one of the worship teams, they're all about playing this song, Head Above Water.
Oh, really?
Which is always kind of interesting because it's not a song that's, obviously she's not an artist that writes for Christian rock or Christian radio, but it's been a crossover for some reason.
Have you seen the picture to her album?
No.
Whoa! Hey. She's just got a guitar and that's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, she's 34.
She's 34. Gosh, she looks fantastic.
But I always laugh because I'm like, here I am playing a freaking Avril Lavigne song.
Yeah, buddy.
And I know.
Yeah.
As long as I didn't want to tell you, but it's like, here I am playing a song by someone that BJ loves. Next thing you know, we're going to do collective soul songs.
Yeah. Do it, buddy. Well, now at least those guys have a religious bend to them, actually.
Well, don't tell the people that I play music
with.
Oh,
yeah,
that.
Dude. What do you think Shine is all about?
I don't care.
No, you got to play Shine at the church, man. Come on. I got to check it out. I haven't heard that new song.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No.
I actually have the clip from the GMA.
Here we go.
All right. Let's see. Is it valid?
What sounds like?
It's Avril.
Yeah.
It's inspirational.
It
it's
does
got that
sound
vibe.
Like a Christian rock song.
It does.
For sure.
Yeah, it does.
Right. It's crazy.
And it's weird to think, like, I'll see you later, boy.
I miss Skater Boy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny if I'm like, hey, if we're going to be doing Avril, let's do a Skater Boy?
Yeah.
They'd be like, get out of our church.
Yeah, that'd be it. Well, good for Avril Lavigne. You know, I'm glad that she's back and feeling good. That sucks when your health is just a beating.
Dude, we got an update from the guy who went to the sugar factory.
Oh, that's right. The one in Bellevue, the crazy dessert place.
Some guy hit us up saying that they was going to take his significant other to the sugar factory for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Plus, they have all sorts of food there, too, not just desserts, but desserts are obviously their specialty.
I went to the sugar factory, real stone last night, and it was totally worth it. You guys need to check it out. I got the barbecue bacon burger with mac and cheese on it.
Oh, no. Okay, I got to go. I'm going to have to go.
Why did I read that right now?
Do we want to make a plan as a show to go? Are they open like all day?
What time do they open?
Yeah, because...
It opens at 3 p.m.
Ugh.
Oh, that is tough.
Why you got to hate us early birds?
Yeah, you're right. That's a tough one.
I ain't sticking around till 3
p.m. On the weekends, though, they open at 11 a.m.
Well, I'm not in Seattle.
I don't know.
Finally, but I am. Anybody who wants to go, we'll make a date. 3 p.m. is fine for me because I live over there, so it's not bad. If anybody else want to come over, I'll go. I might even have to say it's my treat because
I might be around.
Oh, there we go. Now he can stay.
It looks really fancy on the inside, by the way, the decor.
Yeah, I gotta check it out. I want it, but I
like too fancy for a place called Sugar Factory.
I mean, the people that go, like, it's very casual. I've seen girls dress up, like, to go to the clubs in this place.
Yes.
I've seen just very casual. Like, I feel like you can get away with
it. Well, it is Swellview. So, you know, it's one of those places. I think it's one of those cool places where people want to be seen. My buddy's wife has gone there. And, you know, like
Vicky
said.
Can we dress up as, like, sugar treats? Like, yes. Like, I'll be a gingerbread man.
Ooh, can I be a gummy bear?
Yeah, and you can be an M&M.
Oh, well, that actually fits me. That's an easy costume.
Danny, what do you want to be?
I'm going to make a Toomgis outfit, so that way I'm just all of the snacks.
You can't do that. That's AMPM, man. They're not going to let you in. That's a competitor.
It's a competitor.
They're clearly competing for customers.
Fine, figure it out, Danny.
Yep. I found the burger he was talking about.
The big cheesy.
Oh, man, that place is
Black Angus burger topped with creamy mac and cheese, tomato, shredded lettuce, all the other good stuff.
Wow.
Applewood bacon, barbecue sauce on a toasted brioche bone.
I will make that a super cheat day if we want to do it.
Okay.
If we want to plan it for the future.
I'd be in for that.
You'll stay till 3?
No, I'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, either way, however you got to do it.
I mean, we're doing it at 3 o'clock? That's a weird time to eat. That'd be like, maybe like a dinner.
Okay, whatever you want to do. I'm
open. Figured this out offline.
Yeah.
As the people in the business world would say.
However we can do it for you, buddy. Even though I'm paying, we'll still accommodate you.
This is how excited we are about this.
We'll Facebook Live it.
Well, of course.
So everyone can see us eating.
Because that's what people want to see.
That's what they want to see us eating the food.
A mac and cheeseburger.
Ha-ha.
Oh, perfect idea. I love this plan.
Glad we didn't take this offline.
Yeah. I should point out that on Fridays it opens at 3, but any other weekday it's 4:30.
All right.
Just a heads up.
Okay.
We might have actual dinner.
Friday's not a bad day because, I mean, then Steve can go home and just sleep in a coma and get up when he wants.
That's true.
Yeah. Of course, it's a great day for me. It's on the east side. Finally, something I can do that's near me. Very happy about that.
A lot of people are tweeting at me, and I got to give a shout out to Funko. They've just taken 40 of my dollars as soon as he's come out.
Oh, I see the picture.
They are now making the Kiss Funko Pops.
Wow.
Oh,
how did they negotiate that deal? You know Gene Simmons. How much of it you think he's getting?
Ooh, well, I'm surprised that these aren't $19.99 each just to make Gene happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's each
We've
member.
Got the Funko Pops. You can get them now at kissonline.com.
That's pretty freaking cool.
There is a handling charge.
So thank you, Randy, for sending it to me.
Aaron. That is amazing that Gene made that happen. But you know what? He's a smart guy.
Dude, I mean, they're working with all the big companies.
Yeah.
I think there's only a few that they haven't been able to work with to make these Funko
good
Pops.
Good for Funko. I mean, it's a good Everett company here in Washington. And those guys have just, what a business they've made. Good for them.
And for those that aren't familiar with what Funkos are, because a lot of times we'll talk about it and people are like, what the hell is a Funko Pop? It's those, basically like a bobblehead. But not a bobblehead.
It's a big head doll. Yeah. It's a small body, big head.
You see a lot of them at a Hot Topic.
And very cartoony. Like, the heads don't really look exactly like the people, but you know they are. With the big eyes and the small mouth, really. You've seen it. You know it. Every darn toy store has them.
Dude, they're doing a Jeopardy pop, and it's Alex Trebek without and Alex Trebek with his mustache.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. You got white-haired Alex without the mustache and then brown-haired Alex with the mustache.
Dang. You have to have both with that. It's a pretty dividing thing there.
I would imagine maybe they'll do them as like that dual pack.
I would hope so.
Gosh. Sheesh.
I don't have very many Funko Pops. I've gotten, once in a while I've gotten one. The coolest one I have, though, is a Mr. Rogers that I got when I was taping Doug Loves Movies. They brought him a pack and I was able to get a Mr. Rogers one.
Do they have a Pat and Vanna one already? I mean, they've got to have that.
No, they need to. I would actually get those.
Yeah, because you're a Wheel of Fortune guy. I mean, if they're going to do Jeopardy, sure, with Trebek, they got to do Pat and Vanna.
Yeah, I don't see anything yet, unfortunately.
Gosh, the money. See, they got to make a deal with you to do it and you get some of the proceeds, right? Or they pay you. Why can't we be famous enough that they want to make Funko Pops of us and sell
them?
It's
so funny you're saying that because I literally just commissioned somebody to make me a Funko Pop today.
Oh, of course you did.
Well, you could do it for the right amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it for free. Dave Cole Art, this guy is a wrestler, but he also does Funko Pops. He makes them himself.
Oh, okay.
And he'll make whoever, custom style.
All right, well, let me know how much it is. I'll get in on that. Then we can do double duty. Is yours just because are you doing a wrestling style, or can we do it sort of? I'll do two. Do one for your wrestling, one for our show.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk. But this guy, I mean, he does a great job.
Yeah,
he does a great job.
He does great job. Hulk-like.
Dave Cole Art on Facebook.
All right, it's time for listeners.
Give them some love because they're pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. I didn't. If you showed me those, I wouldn't know those weren't official. It is time for listeners on the loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Something new, something old? You get to pick it. Your calls, your texts at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Stop freaking and call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want to do, man. Whatever you want to talk about is pretty simple. Listeners on the loose.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
There it goes. Oh, you got to get a new sound effects box, buddy.
Yeah, but it's already in talks.
Okay, cool. Nice.
It only took 40 seconds from when I hit it.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
To be fair, I think you hit the table, and I think that hit the thing.
Either way.
We just got to be rough with it.
Yeah, we can't.
I'll slap it around.
We'll send it to the BDSM community.
Okay. I got you.
We'll fix it. We'll learn it.
We'll flog it.
Yeah. So whatever you want to talk about, man, it's all about you. And do remember, though, even though you are guiding this fine show, you've got to do it the right way, or...
Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you're going to get gonged.
Oh. I got you.
Oh.
Good job.
And then we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Wow.
I hit the gong button. It said did the Marshawn thing.
Oh, it's dying. It's done. Goodbye, old friend.
Yeah.
All right, so
you're going to have to gong for Steve.
That wasn't me.
Wow. Oh, that wasn't you, Danny?
No, that wasn't me.
This is great.
Goodbye, old friend's going to be coming up soon, I feel.
I think it has died and now is a ghost. Yes. And just messing with everything.
All right, I'm going to hit a button.
All right.
And see how long until it actually happens.
Okay.
All right.
Mississippi.
You just hit a button.
Well, I mean, we could just do our thing. It's going to take a while, probably.
Yeah, it sure is.
Just make a gong noise, or a gong.
My old friend.
8 Mississippi.
Yeah, that was 8 seconds.
And I didn't even hit that button. I hit proud to be an American.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to do the I'm in love with the cocoa drop that we have.
Okay.
And see how long it takes.
It's probably going to be proud to be an American.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
Well, so I just need to predict what we're going to do.
That's all.
And then everything will work out just fine. And I'm proud to be an
American. Where wow. At least I know I'm free. This box is messed up, dude. What the hell kind of a...
Computers, dude.
Well, it's only like 35 years old.
Error.
Error.
But while it's playing, it says Coco song.
Yeah.
Error. Error.
Yeah, it's having issues. Yeah. Oh, now... Oh, here comes
I just had turtle sex. Now let's see what happens.
Coco's coming up.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh. Oh, I guess he doesn't like the Coco song. If you want turtle sex, the box goes, oh, I'll get you that right away.
I think instead of a gong, you should just push a random button, and whatever noise pops up, that should be the gong.
All right. Yep. That's a good call.
Right.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Juan in Lakewood, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Yo, Juan, what you got for us today, buddy?
I was hearing you guys talk about, say, if I take you guys out to go eat dinner, and I invite, I'm the one paying.
That's not exactly. We just said that a lot of times when you're the person inviting, there's almost, in your head, you might have the expectation that, okay, I'm probably treating, especially if it's a date.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, if you're going on a date, is what we were talking about, and you're the person that invited somebody out on a date. Yeah, chances are you should be the one paying, because we try to figure out, like, you know, today you've got, you know, same sex dates and everything. So who's the one that you should be considered paying the date? Because in my day, didn't matter, the man always paid for the date. But now, you know, like Steve said, usually you can assume the person who invites you on the date is the one that will pay.
And there are times where, like, if I tell a buddy, hey, let's go get lunch, and I invited him, and maybe to take off time from work, I'm just like, screw it, I'll cover it. No, but obviously I'm not gonna do that if we're going to the Met.
Yeah. And how about you, Juan, when it comes to like going to lunch or whatever and splitting the bill, what's your philosophy on that?
I never have. I've always paid.
Oh, yeah. Look at you, buddy.
Yeah.
So whenever you go to lunch, even if you've been invited, you still will pay?
Well, I'll leave a good tip. Either way.
Yes,
you know, a real good tip.
That's a good way to live, man. It's just, you know what? I think that, you know, if you come from a place of abundance where you go, and I'm going to spread the wealth will be spread right back to you.
Yeah, and like, say for my son's birthday, his birthday party is going to be at the Emerald Downs. I do RSVP so that I pay the entrance for every single the parents of the little kids that are coming.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so they do birthday parties for little kids at Emerald Downs, huh?
Yeah, and it's cool because you bring your own food, you bring your own drinks, no alcohol, no glass, and it's awesome.
Yeah, so
they have good ice cream cones there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, meanwhile, that way, if you're an adult, you know, I mean, and you like this party, I mean, it's a kid's party, but you get to go sit there and watch the races, yeah.
Yep.
I know for my birthday, we went to the casino, we had the buffet, and my mom kind of sat there and looked. She's like, this is my birthday present to you, and she paid for everyone.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
What, like 15 or 20 of us?
There's a lot of people.
We're like, babe, mom, this is not, they don't deserve this. I give all the money to me.
Right?
Yeah. She's, I would have gone to the birthday party had I known that was going to happen.
See, that's why you go with no expectations.
Brett came to my birthday party.
Yeah,
it was fun.
That was another BJ. I would have went too if I knew it was getting covered.
Yeah, come on. I mean, your mom's got to put that out up front. Come on.
No, I mean, this is what happens when you don't come to my birthday.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm coming in the next one.
All right.
You better be paying.
One before that, we had hired someone to make tacos on the spot.
That's pretty awesome.
Which, you know, Danny was there at that one.
It was amazing.
I'm always out of town for your birthday parties. It really sucks, but, you know, my wife wants to see me, so, you know.
I almost asked the taco lady for her number, but not in a creepy way. No, I just wanted her to make tacos for me.
No, yeah, I can get her your number.
See?
Wow.
Yeah, numbers. Look at Vicky Dosby. She goes to parties. Yeah, that's her thing.
She's connected.
I'm connected, man. Tacos!
Sometimes that's all you... Really, all you need is a taco connection, really, when you think about it. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So, Migs, I saw your tweet. What's going on with Pledge Music? I've done some stuff with them before in the past.
Oh, I was just talking with Danny about this.
What's the Pledge Music?
Pledge
What's
Music
all about?
Is like Kickstarter, but for bands.
Oh, okay.
It's an opportunity for people to get their stuff funded, and it's a cool website. There's an app for it, too, and like you keep people updated with your stuff, but it's no different than Kickstarter. You pledge a amount of money. They have a set goal. They try and reach it, all that good stuff. So right. I've done it just recently for the band The Last International. They put out a great new record called Soul on Fire. I know it's a great record because I have it on my Apple Music, not because I've received the damn record in the mail from Pledge Music.
Oh, okay.
So I've been going months. I haven't gotten it. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I do a quick Twitter search, and then all of a sudden I'm reading all these people tweeting about Pledge Music, and now I'm reading all these articles, and apparently there's a big controversy. They ran out of money, and they're trying to find new investors.
What?
So anybody who has pledged for stuff through Pledge Music is not getting their stuff, and the bands that are using Pledge Music to make money are not getting their money.
What?
So Queensryche, obviously a great local band, they put up a whole big statement because they went with Pledge Music for their to release their new record.
Yeah.
And they're owed like $70,000.
Whoa.
Haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, no.
So I have no idea when. I mean, Graham, I'm not waiting for $70,000. I paid $60 for like vinyl, T-shirt, and a CD or something like that.
You and a bunch of other people.
But there are people that put like $300 pledging towards some kind of a project. They haven't received their stuff. And I emailed them saying, hey, what's the deal? And they're like, here's our statement. Please be patient. We hope to get everything sent out soon, which I don't know, man. I'll be shocked if I get it now. And it's such a scam. Even Queensryche are like, contact your credit card, get your money back, ask for a refund. Some past employees of Pledge Music are saying, yeah, we think that they were misappropriating some of the funds to try and build up the company. Because how else do you screw this up?
Yeah.
It sucks, though.
Literally. I mean, because that's what, I mean, you're just supposed to take a little bit of each contribution, and then the rest of the money goes back to the creators, and they do what they do.
Yeah.
So for you to skim that much, that all the money that's donated doesn't get to the creators of the music, I mean, that would be like Kickstarter going, oh, yeah, you know what? All the funding you got for your game, we kept it. So you don't get your game. They don't get their game.
Right. Everyone's scammed.
Wow. How do they think that anyone will ever trust them doing anything?
I would never use it again. I mean, I literally do not think I'm going to get my stuff from them, and that's, I got to chalk it up to a loss, or I'm going to try and contact my credit card company to get the money back. But, you know, we tried, our band tried to work with Pledge Music to put our record on. They turned us down because they're like, you have to have X amount of social media presence and popularity.
Okay.
Thank God they did, because we went with Kickstarter and we were able to fund our record just fine. And everyone got their stuff that wanted it.
God, it's amazing. That is, I hope there's some repercussions. I feel like, I mean, what are they, you know, and here's the problem.
So messed up.
If they go bankrupt and they spent all your money, what do you do? Do they have to pay people back? Will there be some legal proceedings to make them pay you back? Or are you just done because they're just this little low-rent-minded idea? That sucks.
Or, I mean, is it going to be one of those situations where they file for bankruptcy and everyone's just screwed out of their money?
Yeah, exactly.
I like one user commented on their big statement, and he's like, I can hear my wife saying, I told you so, as I take all of this in.
Oh, man. You know, it's tough. That's why, for me, and there are other crowdfunding sites. I did use one other one besides Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous. It took a while, but it finally happened. But Kickstarter right now is about the most I'll trust with. And even that, I have a dollar amount I won't trust with. There are people that are selling, like, you know, $1,000 type of things to Kickstart, and you can back it for $1,000, but it's like pieces of furniture or something. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I stopped with Kickstarter. Yeah. Unless I actually know the person and have had actual physical dealings with a person, I will not back anything. And even I've had some friends that have done it where I pledged like $150 for a special little item, and I got the things that they promised, the bottom tier stuff, but I didn't get the things that I was looking for with the higher tier price. Yeah, I'm still waiting for some stuff.
I don't care what somebody has for issues. I mean, granted, you know, there's one dude in town here that he did a little board game, a Kickstarter. It wasn't a big deal, but I backed it. It got pledged. I got charged. And nothing.
Nothing.
And
that's messed up.
Everyone's making excuses, the people that know him. Well, this guy's had challenges. Like, I don't care. I see him pushing another game that he wants on Kickstarter. No, you don't push anything until you finish the one you promised us.
You asked for
my money back.
You asked for money. You told people this is what you get with your money, and you should fulfill it.
Yeah, I can't help it if you can't do life, or maybe you should have actually taken care of your problems like a responsible human being before you did this. And I told people, I've been like, if I see this guy at conventions, I will call him out.
out and tell him and everybody around him, this guy didn't back his last Kickstarter. Don't do a damn thing for him. I don't care. You just don't do that to people.
You're scamming people then.
Yeah, you do. I don't care what your reason is. You don't do it. Of course, Queensryche, I mean, on a much larger scale, how horrible. $70,000.
I mean, they're still going to get their record out. I was reading a statement from them. Like, we're still going to have our album out that's going to be coming out in the beginning of March. But that's a huge dent.
Yeah,
you know, because that's all those pre-sales and all that. And I think about The Last International. They were on a major label, kind of got screwed by the major label on their last record. Went through all this crap. So finally, we're just like, we're doing it on our own, and we're using this pledge music because it seemed to be going well for everyone else, and they fulfilled their goals, and they made, you know, they were able to surpass what they were hoping. So it was kind of a cool thing, only to get screwed over again. It just sucks to be a musician.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Well, I'm glad you went on Kickstarter.
Yeah,
I'm really glad, because you know what? I got my stuff, and I loved all my Bruiser Brody stuff. It was awesome.
That would have stunk.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Donald in Bremerton, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shay.
Who cares?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
You are, man. What you got for us?
Hey, so yesterday I was out shoveling my snow out on the road. And I look up at my neighbor and she has her hands up. Like, what on earth? She expected me to shovel her snow.
Oh, she was mad at you about that?
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, I was trying to be nice and I'd like help, but then I was like, forget this. So I put my shovel away.
You should have shoveled her snow and pack it up in front of her front door so she can't get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to be that mean, but I mean, common courtesy. Not going to have your hands up, you know, not help.
Is she someone that you usually don't see eye to eye with, or is it just like out of the blue she just decided to be this way?
It's a little both. We don't see eye.
Is she single?
She is not single.
That's too bad. See that? Yeah.
I could have answered that for you. Yeah. Of course. If she was a hot single chick, I bet Donald would.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you tell her. You go, first of all, you need to be single and you need to be hot, and then I'll shovel your... That's how it works.
Yep.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I appreciate the call, because I grew up in a time where, you're supposed to do that.
I know that time. I lived it, man.
You lived it, buddy.
Because my parents would send me out to shovel our driveway and our walkway up to our porch, and they would say, hey, shovel the neighbors as well, because it's an older couple. But they would always float us some cash, so I didn't mind doing it. It was like $10, but still.
$10 is nice.
Dude, as like an 8, 9, 10-year-old.
Yeah. That's
$10, I'm rich.
Big doings.
I could buy like 2 G.I. Joe action figures with that.
You know what? Shovel that snow, Steve.
But I mean, if they came out pissed off, that would be weird. You hope that your neighbor's going to do it, but don't get mad if they don't.
And I don't know how old this woman is, but I feel like it's probably similar peer group. Like, she could be out there shoveling herself.
Mm-hmm. There's no obligation to shovel.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, it's nice if you can. What I don't understand is people that don't, like, brush off their car. And I don't understand why people do not own some sort of scraper brush thing. Because it flies off on the freeway, and you know, there was one dude we saw. He just had a little enough of a peephole to see out his window. Like, the rest of his car was still shoveling the snow. And I'm just like, dude, what is your issue? I mean...
Dude, even if you don't have a scraper, you have something that could be used as a scraper. A notepad, a CD jewel box.
Your arm.
Hand, I mean, there's a...
Your child.
That too, yes.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, if you got a push broom or anything at all.
Anything.
But they sell some cool stuff now. And guess what? Guess what, Western Washington? We're going to get snow. There's no excuse for somebody who is in a high snow area. Like north. I mean, I'm sorry. Everybody lives in Everett or north. You know you're going to get snow every year. You should have snow equipment. A shovel or something. You should. You get it every year.
I saw a video of a guy. He had the ice still on the top of the car. And this other car is behind him filming. And the ice hit his windshield and shattered it.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. That happened to me, though, many, many years ago when I lived in Linwood. I remember driving to work one day, and there was a truck that was next to me, so it had to come off of the top of the truck, but a chunk of ice shattered the side window of my old Durango back
then. Dude,
at first I thought someone shot at me, because you hear it, and it's just like a poof.
Yeah.
And then you look behind you, like, there's a hole in my Like, my window's gone. What the hell just happened? And that truck kept going. I could tell there's a ton of snow flying off of it, that a chunk of ice must have broke off and broke the window.
Yeah, that's just BS.
Bunch of inconsiderate bastards, as my mom would say.
Exactly. Whoa. Well, see, again, I was raised in the snow area, and you got to, you got to shovel that off of your car and get used to it. You got to do it.
Oh, we got a big question. Somebody wants to ask us based on something that we talked about earlier this morning.
Yes, sir.
You guys were talking earlier about people going on dates just to get a free meal.
Yep.
My sister and I were listening, and she told me something that blew my mind. She went on a date with a guy she didn't find attractive because she wanted to go to a concert for free. He took her to see Kiss. Vicky, have you ever done that? What about you, Sarah?
Ugh.
Ooh.
I am not the person to go on a date.
You don't like handouts anyway.
No,
she doesn't.
And if I'm going to go on a date, like if someone's like, I got tickets for us, like let's say I like the dude and it's like, I got tickets for us to go see Kiss or another band, I'm like, okay, well, let me pay for my ticket or let me pay for the ride and the food. Like, I need to pay my half at all dates. But if I don't really like the guy, no, I'm not going to go on a date with you, like to a concert. That's a, like almost an intimate thing. Like, I don't want to hang out with you while I'm enjoying the band. Like, that's going to ruin it.
There are some, there are just some gold diggers out there that will do that with a person, and it's really sad.
I once went to a concert with a chick many, many years ago in New York, actually in New Jersey, to see Weezer. They played at a place called the Stone Pony, tiny venue. So it was really, back when they first reunited, it was a big deal. I thought we were going as friends, because we were just kind of like people, acquaintances as it was. So it's like, oh, this is a really cool thing. You know, I like Weezer. You knew I was coming into town to see them in New York. And then the invite was offered. And she even offered a place for me to crash. Like, I live right by there. You could crash in the living room. I'm like, great. But then after the show, all of a sudden, she's like trying to be a little more than just buddy buddies. And I was, and she was pissed when I said, no, I'm not interested in you in that way. And and it was just really awkward. And I was just like, man, this is what it feels like to be a chick. Cool.
Yeah. And dude, you totally took advantage of her.
I didn't mean to. I thought she was just doing a cool, solid, like what friends do. I take friends to concerts for free all the time.
Yeah.
I don't expect that they're going to like get all handsy with me.
Well, you know what, Boo? Look at that. Look at you. You big, what do you call it? Well, I can't say a CT.
I was
it?
Yeah. Well, you're a different type of C.
You're a VT. Yeah.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, hey. No, I honestly, I get so nervous on first dates. I get so uncomfortable. I get so weird that I would never just use someone to go on a first date because it would be terrible for me anyway. But I do have friends that like, if they just pay their rent and they can't get by, they'll like download Tinder and like go out every day with dudes for dinner. Yeah, because they assume they're gonna pay for it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do they at least do something in return?
No. See, well, unless they like kind of like them and are actually vibing with them, they might. But if not, no, they'll have them pay and then they'll ghost them.
See, this is why, look, a guy, look, I can only speak for myself or any guy, but a guy is willing to buy something if he's going to get a little action. I mean, that's why, the oldest profession in the world is always a good one, because you go, look, I mean, it's a fair transaction. What do you want? I'll give you money or a good time, and you'll give me what I want, which is a physical good time.
Not all guys do that, though. I've been on dates where he thinks we should go Dutch and pay half, and then he expects me to like give him a little something something after. I'm like, you're not gonna even pay for my meal and you expect this to go
somewhere? That's crazy.
Oh, just go halfway and leave him.
Good idea, Steve. I like that plan.
Smart.
Where do these people come from where you go Dutch and then
that's
they
a self-entitled person?
No, he tried to make out with me and I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, you don't impress. Yeah, that doesn't impress anybody.
I mean, for me, it doesn't really impress me if you buy my meal, because I feel like any idiot can do that. Like, you have to impress me by being a cool person.
But what if they don't buy your meal and they
depends. Like, do they give me the check? Like, if they're like, hey, you're paying for today, then that's kind of a D move.
But if they hand over the check and be like, you're welcome for my time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Which is pretty much what a lot of women have said over the years to guys. You're welcome to be in my presence, so you'll pay for this. That's what some women think.
Yeah, and I think it's BS. That's not cool.
Hey, well, we got Sarah in the room. How was your Valentine's Day with J-Rubs?
Oh, it was amazing.
Okay. I saw a tweet you put out there. Danny showed it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Whoever thinks roses are out of date is blanking crazy. Just received these from my man. You bet your ass. # he's getting laid. Roses and a big balloon for the win. Happy Valentine's Day. And then there's a picture.
That's not a valid hashtag, Sarah.
Yeah. thought it was. Okay.
Yeah. I bet that's trending.
Probably, Seattle. Yeah.
Also,
it's trending in my life.
Sarah, you're working for the company. Don't use bad language when you're tweeting.
Oh, but I was just so passionate about it.
I know, but
those pink roses.
Can I ask?
They really
something?
Did the thing, though. They
can
really,
I? Yeah. Well, you were saying yesterday when we were at Starbucks downstairs about how, oh, I don't really want roses. Dad's wrong.
No,
I don't really care
don't really
for roses.
Mind for flowers in general. Flowers in general are just kind of like, I don't really care what kind of flower you get me. But he got me roses, and I thought it was like, oh, that's really expensive. Like, thanks. Wow.
Nice.
So I thought you just guys like were all
Kanye.
Crazy.
All he gave Kim was roses.
Roses aren't that expensive, by the way. I went and got some for my mom yesterday. They weren't that expensive.
Why'd you get your mom roses?
You go to the market. The market, you get a good bunch for like $15.
Right?
Bucks.
Yeah, right. You can. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just roses. It was other stuff, too, in there.
Yeah, that's a loser. And your mother probably hates you for that.
Yo, so yesterday we had that whole conversation about like what you want for Valentine's Day. And I was like, I don't even care. As long as I get like something. Like,
yeah,
the Bitmoji's enough. So my wife gets home. I got the flowers already set up with
good
the card.
Job.
And she's like, oh, thank you so much. And she's like, totally forgot today was Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And I did not even get you a card. I'm so sorry. I was like, it's fine. But it's so funny because for a half a second, I was like, you son of... I'm like, wait a second. Why do I care? It's just a Valentine. Like, this isn't my birthday. This isn't Christmas.
Still, it does feel
still,
like there should
like,
be something.
Aww.
And legit made it... I had a better night because it was just so funny. I'm like, thanks for remembering.
Yeah.
And I just gave her crap for the rest of the night, of course.
How does she forget? It's like everywhere.
It really
like
is everywhere.
Every supermarket.
Well, she didn't remember until that morning. But by that point, like because of the hours of her job, she knew she was having a late day. So, I mean, yeah, she could have went to the store after work and got me a car. But she knows me well enough to know that I'd rather her just hurry up home so I could have dinner as opposed to stopping at a grocery store to get a card.
See, I'm pretty sure J-Rubs like stopped on his way home from work.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's the effort, baby.
Oh, yeah. I got to get her something.
Yeah. It's the effort.
I couldn't stop laughing. She's like, I just forgot that today was Valentine's Day until this morning when you told me.
And I think, I don't know, I feel like the average guy doesn't care.
Oh.
You know, so I tell you, I'm the one that's supposed to get you something. I always think of it as a her holiday. It's not a me holiday.
But she thought for a second I was pissed because after she said that, I went back to watch, I was watching wrestling, big surprise, and it was a really good match. And so I was quiet. She's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, for what? She's like, you've just been really quiet. I'm like, no, I'm just, Kofi's killing it right now in this match.
I'm preoccupied, babe.
She's like, well, why would I be mad at you? She's like, because I didn't get you a Valentine's Day card. I'm like, no, I don't care.
That's funny.
Did you have a nice dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got to finish watching SmackDown. To me, it was a great Valentine's Day.
She left you alone.
If I could just live that life.
You could.
That simplicity.
It's not hard.
No, it really isn't. I wish my brain...
Just don't let things piss you off.
I wish my brain would just let me be like your brain. I don't know if
so
I
says, my girl forgot it was Valentine's Day yesterday, too.
Yeah. All right, we have a question that needs to be answered, guys.
Did Ryan Castle remember Valentine's Day?
Oh, that is a good question.
He did.
That's not the one I have, but... It is a Ryan Castle question, and that is, what does Ryan and Abed have in common?
Yeah.
Find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Abed have in common?
You'd rather be in it than wherever you are right now.
Wow. True.
Not sure.
Oh, wait. The bed.
No. You want to get back in it. Back in it.
Could I rethink that?
Mm.
All right, I'm going
to. Yeah. Well, there's a nice text. Steve loves being face down in both.
Yeah, he
not
does.
True. I sleep on my side.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about
they
that.
Both have stains.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
And both can be found on the side of the road with a free sign and a dog humping them.
That is a requirement to live in Seattle, is you have to have a mattress on your street corner.
Yes.
That says free on it.
You're a giver. It's very charitable.
Seriously. You're going to have a wet couch and an old mattress.
Yeah. So you guys know Ford makes cars, but
I have heard of that.
They've just invented a bed that stops one person from hogging too much space. Great for Ford. It has sensors in it that detect where both people are sleeping. If one person crosses the 50% mark, the mattress gently moves on a conveyor belt to give the other person more space back on their side.
I thought maybe there was like a hot wire in the middle or something. You know?
Yeah, something. Yeah, some of the more aggro.
Or like a little shocker.
Right, that's what we have in my bed, the shocker.
Pardon me? Don't even...
Wow. Anyone can have that. It's free, actually.
Yeah, it sure is.
I don't get it.
That's because you're giving it. Ryan Castle, he's
you don't want to get it.
Yeah, you know, he's got a shocker, apparently. Morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Yeah. Half the parents in the survey said they wish they'd saved even more stuff.
The weirdest keepsake that my parents kept. Now I'm curious if you guys even know what yours would be. But for my mom, I remember the first time my wife met my mom, came over, she was my girlfriend at the time. She's showing it all these different, you know, keepsakes, and then she pulls out a penthouse and is like, "Remember this one, Steven?" And I'm like, "What? I'm like, what are you doing, Mom?"
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.